boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. With me today, we have the lovely Kiana.
Hello.
And a voice you haven't heard in a while, my roommate, Melissa.
Hi.
She does have radio experience. It's not just that I grabbed her. Well, okay, maybe I grabbed her this morning. So get out of bed. We welcome you and we are very appreciative that you're listening to another episode. Yes. How can people get a hold of us?
Yes, you can get a hold of us, and please do give us a call or text us 253-271-9343, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And if you guys are, you know, partying hard, you know, getting a little tipsy, but being responsible.
Responsible, please. But feel free to call us.
Yes, if you're, you know, in that state. We would love to hear your voicemails. Yes. I think it'd be pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, write them on bathroom walls. I don't care.
Yeah, take pictures, send them to us, you know.
Yeah, emails. We're cool. Like, I mean, if you send your junk, we will share it amongst all the ladies.
Yes, we will. It will be passed around.
And we will be judging you.
Yes.
All right, so there's this article I found a while ago, and I thought it was really fun. And I know it's kind of girly, but I think guys can identify with this. There's always that one actor or character mm-hmm. on TV, even cartoon.
Yes.
Where we watched, you know, for the first time, and maybe we felt a little tingly in our belly. I don't know. Something.
A little something.
I'm a big fan of BuzzFeed and all the lists mm-hmm. and articles they put out. And they put out one, 39 Guys Who Sparked Your Sexual Awakening.
Oh, yes. I remember mine.
Who was yours?
Johnny Depp.
What movie specifically?
Oh, gosh.
Was it Benny and June or Edward Scissorhands? Because he's on this list.
You know, it was probably Crybaby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you not
the John Waters film.
Have you seen Crybaby?
Mm-mm.
I think it's still on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, it's really awesome. He plays like a 50s bad boy, almost greaser, but they call them square. No, they're squares and then they're scabs.
I can't remember. I haven't seen it in
drapes.
Years.
Drapes. Yes. It was the drapes. The drapes are like the greaser guys and the squares are the goody two-shoe guys. Uh-huh. And we have a square girl who falls in love with a drape.
Okay. It's kind of like Grease in a weird way, but just really raunchy and just John Waters. Almost, it's John Waters.
It's kind of like a Grease and a Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. I was about to say that. That's probably the best description of it, but it's really fun and there's a lot of music. So you have Johnny Depp singing and dancing. Yeah. And it is worth the watch. Watch with your girlfriend. You might get laid. But no, Johnny Depp did make this list mm-hmm. at number 39 as Edward Scissorhands.
Ah.
I don't know if that ever really...
That didn't really... Yeah, no.
He wasn't sexy by any means in that movie.
No, I don't dig a guy with, scissors on his hand.
You know? Yeah, but like he was just so
takes
awkward.
A lot of options out of him. Yeah.
If he was supposed to represent anything in my life, it'd be like mm-hmm. a little brother I want to take care of.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go down this list and I'll let you guys... tell me what you think. Number one, is anyone surprised? Jack from Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Sixth grade when that came out.
I was, a little younger than that. Did you guys watch it when you were kids or did you watch it when you were older?
As a kid, but once the naked Kate Winslet scenes came on, my parents were just like, okay, time for you to not
like,
be
no.
here.
Yeah. I did, but I think they did the whole hand over my head face thing. But at that point, this probably explains a lot about me, but I was that kid that my parents would watch movies or record them on VHS, because that's what you did back then.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, like Desperado, they had that. I was just thinking about movie yesterday. And there's a really, like, you know, steamy sex scene. And being a little kid, you're confused but intrigued. And
I
may or may not rewind the tape a bunch of times and watch that scene over and over again. Because I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
No,
but
you're
a
kid,
I feel
you're
intrigued.
Curious. Yeah.
This is interesting. I feel funny.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Felt that way. I used to love the movie Grease. Uh-huh. And I watched it 4 times in one day.
Oh, my God.
I didn't really understand what was going on. But
how old were you about that?
I would say less than 10.
Okay. But you get that funny feeling like, I don't know what's going on. I know it's kind of weird sounding. Number two on the list, Peter Pan, Jeremy Sumpter. I don't think I ever saw this one.
I think we were too old for that.
Yeah.
He seemed like a little kid when that came out to me.
Yeah. I'm not really sure the year, but for somebody it did. Number three, Benny from The Sandlot.
Yeah.
He was the baseball player. See, I don't think I was into him because he probably looked like we looked like we were related. Like, I don't like guys where I look like we can possibly be related. I don't like Hispanic guys. And he looks, you know, like he has something going on there. Or maybe Italian. Like, we look alike. I'll admit it. For Jareth from Labyrinth, David Bowie.
Oh.
No.
No.
Who was sexually awoken by that? I mean, yes, he had like a big cane and staff, but I wasn't into that. I never saw the movie, but he looked scary.
Yeah. And his pants were just way too tight.
He was wearing high heels.
But I was
much.
Always paying attention to Jennifer Connelly. Like, she's always been a babe.
She freaking. Have you ever seen, she has been, but have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, kind of ruins it a little bit. Number five, Scott from Now and Then, Devin Sawa.
Oh, yeah.
I think he also played...
Devin Sawa. He was big when I was a kid.
Wasn't he... didn't he play Casper?
Oh, yeah. Casper movie? Casper. He
was in Final
Destination.
No, I never saw that. Oh. Number six is, might get weird here, but Aladdin.
Yes.
Yes,
something kind of,
Well, like, he looked like he had, like, the muscle tone. Yeah. I mean, but he was
kind of shirtless. He was shirtless.
He had a monkey.
Exactly.
Like, what else is there?
A genie. Grant you wishes.
Was that one yours growing up?
Yeah,
or did you have another one?
No, it was him.
It was all him. I had a crush on another animated character, but that one's later on the list, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not on the list, but I had a pretty big crush on Trunks from Dragon Ball Z.
Yes! Totally into the anime thing with my brother. I had to think, it was Goku for me. And then when Gohan got older, I liked Gohan, and then I'm like, I want to be Videl! Sorry, anime nerds.
Yeah, I missed the boat on that one.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's okay.
Number seven, George of the Jungle, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah, he was looking good.
And then that shower scene when he's like, oh, you have slippery rock. And he's all like wet. Mm-hmm. And his hair is wet. And he has the book covering him. And it's just, I'm looking at the picture right now. He's just glistening. It's, Brendan Fraser. What happened?
I know. Seriously, what happened? It went all downhill.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a great actor, but... Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him in anything recently.
Oh, he was in, that one movie. Was it Crash?
Yeah, but that's a little old.
That was a while ago. Yeah.
I remember being
That's
like,
how often I see movies, so... That's relatively new to me.
That is true. I'll look it up in a sec, but number eight... I actually didn't see this movie until, like, recently.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, on my birthday, I saw it in August. Dr. Frankenfurter... From the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
Tim Curry. Because he's dressed as a drag queen. But I don't know. But he hooked up with both of them, the guy and the girl. Spoiler alert. So I guess he might have awoken something for somebody, but I was a little late to that party.
Is this list gender biased? Or is
this is all like,
just
for girls,
is
like,
it for
I guess.
Girls? Okay.
Like I'm guessing. Unless if you're into guys, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. I could see maybe if it was, for young men at that age, maybe some of the characters were for them.
I can maybe see that. Number nine, Rufio. Okay, from Hook.
Yes.
Which, if you guys,
the mohawk. And
yeah, the hair, mm-hmm. the makeup. It was just his badassness, mm-hmm. but kind of a little douche, buddy.
Yeah.
No, that was yeah.
But then, like, it was heartbreaking when the end happened. Mm-hmm. I will not say, for those who have not seen it, it is on Netflix. Go watch it with your child. It is actually pretty awesome. And if you haven't, there's a movie with Antonio Banderas, Take the Lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those dance movies where he's a teacher and he's teaching all these, inner city school kids, about life through dancing.
That was a very popular theme for a while. When I was in high school, I remember a lot of those movies. It seemed like every single one
Save
was the, like
last
the same
dance,
plot
Step
line.
Up, I don't know. But it was actually really entertaining and mm-hmm. it's really sexy. But he's in it as an adult.
Mm.
He aged well.
Yes,
he did. He did good.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Zach Hansen from Hansen. He looks like a little girl.
Yeah, they don't know.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Were you in the Hansen? At least the singing or music?
No, I was never into Hansen. Which one is Zach? Like, what number is he?
He's number 10, but that band was pretty huge.
It was huge. When Oom-bop came out.
Oom-bop, da-da. Yeah, no. Oom-bop. No. 11, Keanu Reeves from Todd in Parenthood. I never saw that.
I didn't either.
Keanu Reeves was and has always been extremely sexy. Mm-hmm. So if I would have seen that as a kid, I probably would have had a crush on him. Frankie is number 12 from Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Never saw that.
Missed that one. Nope.
13, Doug from Inventing the Abbots. Joaquin Phoenix. I don't know. Has anybody ever had a crush on Joaquin Phoenix? I mean, he was cool as Johnny Cash.
He was sexy in Walk the Line. I don't know. He's one of those weird kind of guys.
Yeah, he's kind of got this. I don't know. There's something about him that is attractive, but it's weird.
Yeah, exactly. You can't put your finger on it.
It's like you're cute, but I feel like you might be nuts.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hook up with that. I'm a little scared. I'm scared for my life. Yeah. Number 14, I feel it is very true for me, and I feel like most girls in my generation, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Jake, well, this specifically JTT. Said Jake from I'll Be Home for Christmas, but he was in a, he wasn't, he, was Home it Home Improvement? Improvement. There we go. But I just sit there and be like, I want him to be my boyfriend. 15, Superman from the show Lewis and Clark, Dean Cain.
I never watched that.
Same here. I mean, he's cute enough.
He's good looking.
Number 16, Han Solo from Star Wars, Harrison Ford.
I had a huge crush on Harrison Ford, but from Indiana Jones.
He's too much of a man for me.
It makes me feel bad for your boyfriend. I'm
no. At the time.
Do you guys ever, have you guys ever dated anybody and then you realize that they kind of look like somebody, either somebody you know or somebody celebrity-wise? Because I had that situation where I was seeing this guy, and it wasn't until we were kind of getting it on that I realized, I looked at his face, I'm like, oh my God, he looked like Harrison Ford.
Oh, really?
He was awesome. Like, yes. It's like, yay. And I told him afterwards, he's like, I know. I'm not kidding. He said that. Number 17, Nat from Forever Young, played by Elijah Wood. But he was itty bitty in that.
He's so, like, he looks like fragile.
Yeah, you'd break him. I know. You couldn't have sex with him. You'd break him in half.
Yeah.
Number 18, I had a crush when I was 2. Johnny from Dirty Dancing, Patrick Swayze. I liked watching that movie with my dad, apparently. He tells me this.
I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
But Patrick Swayze was a handsome fella.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Roadhouse?
Mm-hmm. I already showed you Colin's brother, right? He looks a lot like Patrick Swayze.
Your boyfriend's brother? I think so.
Yeah.
Want to pull up a picture? I know the people in the radio world listening cannot see this.
Yeah.
But... it's okay. You don't need to. Number 19, while you look for pictures.
She's like hesitantly grabbing for the phone and then.
Bernard from the Santa Claus. He always seemed like a douche. Like he, like looking at the picture, he looks like a cute kid, but he always was kind of a douchebag in the movie. So I didn't know.
Bernard
like
from the.
Bernard, the Santa Claus, you know, with the Tim Allen.
Yeah, I know the movie. Which is he?
He was like, he was like the main elf guy who ran everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, I know you're talking about. I remember him. Yeah. What's his name?
David Krumholtz?
Yeah.
No. By the way, I'll be posting this on the old Facebook, so go check out the broadcast Facebook page. Number 20, Wesley from The Princess Bride.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful man.
Spanish class. We used to watch that all the time.
That's awesome. I know. Spanish class?
In Spanish class.
Was it at least dubbed in Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty
it was
cool.
Awesome.
Number 21, Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice, played by Colin Firth. Mm. I mean, he's a cute guy, but I've never looked at him and said, yeah, I want a piece of that. No. Although number 22, I've wanted a piece of this since middle school, maybe. Legolas from Lord of the Rings, Orlando Bloom. Mm. But I kind of like the Pirates of the Caribbean thing.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the new movies, the new Hobbit movies?
Yeah, it's really sad because he looks so old.
It's funny because he's supposed to look younger because this is way before the events of the Lord of the Rings series. But they had to like CGI his face so much. But like,
how long has that series been going on?
I remember being in middle school when it was announced because my teacher would read us the books in fifth grade, and so I think in sixth or seventh grade they announced they were making them. So like eighth or ninth grade for me. So I was 14, about 11 years ago.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty insane.
That is.
We got a picture of Patrick Swayze look like.
Just swipe on it.
Hold on. Swipe. Oh, yeah, he does. Oh, my God.
See, wow.
That freaking family, by the way.
That's like a total doppelganger.
Dude, by the way, her family, the family of her boyfriend.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They have Patrick Swayze, and then they have Chris Hemsworth. Her boyfriend looks just like freaking
Thor.
Just
like him.
Oh, well, I think we've mentioned this story before, but what happened that one time you went to the restaurant and you had that waiter?
Oh, yeah, the waiter was totally hitting on him. Well, he's just like, you look like one of them Hemsworth brothers. And then he told me that I shouldn't leave him, even if he hits me.
Oh, my God.
And that's how you don't get a tip.
Yeah. Wow.
Even priorities. If he beats you, he looks nice, so don't leave him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Number 23, Atreyu from The Neverending Story. Noah Hathaway.
Yeah.
He's all right. 24 is Charlie from D3, The Mighty Ducks. Joshua Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 25, Sebastian in Cruel Intentions, played by Ryan Philippe.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute, but
I liked him when I was younger, yeah.
26, who probably is still sexy in his own way, Ian from Jurassic Park, played by Jeff Goldblum. Especially when he has, like, the open shirt and just sitting there thinking about science. 27...
Was he a scientist in that movie?
I think so. He was some sort of...
I don't know what he was.
I was little when I watched. I was really scared of that movie, all the movies.
Like, really?
Because I thought dinosaurs would be real, especially after the second one when they came into the States.
Oh.
And they were like going through the cities or the towns
the
or whatever.
T-Rex, like right in front of the bedroom window thing. Yeah.
I couldn't sleep for weeks after that, so I was always scared of Jurassic Park.
Oh.
So I might need to rewatch it. 27, Tyler Durden from Fight Club, played by Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt in anything.
Mm-hmm. Anything. And it sucks because the picture that they're showing right now, they have a picture and a gif of him sweaty and shirtless and moving around. I'm like, I should probably move on. Okay. Number 28, Mulder from The X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a big crush? Because I know you were big into X-Files.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
yeah. But the picture they have here is him in like a Speedo walking out of the pool.
I remember that episode.
Yeah, you do. But what was it about? Like, I just thought I always wanted him and Scully to end up together.
I did. I wanted that, too. But I don't know. It was just something. Oh, I loved the show as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just something about him. Just aliens.
Aliens.
Just getting him.
29, Michael Jackson. I've never been. Even before this plastic surgery, I was never really big into the look. But that's just me. No offense. Rest in peace. 30 is Thackeray from Hocus Pocus.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Sean Murray. Yep, very cute.
Mm-hmm.
31, excuse me. Wolverine from X-Men, the first one. Hugh Jackman. Side note, Google Hugh Jackman then and now or X-Men then and now. He, in the first movie, he has some muscles and he's got some definition on the pecs. But if you look at him in like the last Wolverine or the last movie,
totally.
He's just like ripped, which I think is kind of what Wolverine looked like in the comic book. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. But nobody else can play Wolverine ever. They can have multiple Spider-Mans, multiple Fantastic Four people, but no. He has to play Wolverine till he dies.
Yeah, he seems like the perfect fit for the role.
And when he gets old, they have to go into do movies with old Wolverine, which is a thing.
Geriatric Wolverine.
32, Uncle Jesse from Full House.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, sparked my love for musicians and the Bad Boys right there. Oh, you're so pretty. Okay, 33 is the one that's a little embarrassing for me.
Huh.
Robin from Robin Hood, the animated series where he's a fox. I always had a crush on him. I don't know why. And one, not only is he a cartoon, but he's a freaking fox.
Yeah.
I'm not into furry stuff, no. But there's just something about how, like, casual, but how nice he was. And
well, no, I can see as a kid identifying with that and having a weird attraction. It doesn't have to be sexual, even. Just something that you identify with and you kind of glob onto.
So if you know any Robin Hoods in real life, any guys that kind of look, you know, kind of like this fox character, let me know. 34, Captain Von Trapp from The Sound of Music, played by Christopher Plummer. I actually haven't seen that Sound of Music, I know.
I think I saw it when I was real little with my grandma, and that was it for me.
Nope.
I'm good.
35, Tommy from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, played by Jason David Frank, who, yes, he's my favorite. He's the one with the long hair. He was the Green Ranger and then the White Ranger.
Okay. He wasn't the one that killed people?
In the new one?
You hear about the Ranger? From when I was a kid, the TV show, one of, I don't know which color it was, but he murdered two people down where I live in Newport Beach.
Jesus.
Yeah, I believe it was him. Yeah, they took him.
I don't think, because he's in a, because he's still doing stuff. This guy, he's like an MMA
fighter.
Okay,
yeah, then it's not that guy. But it was a big story down where I lived. I guess a couple was selling a boat.
Uh-huh.
And they took the boat out to, you know, out of the harbor, out in the water. And the two other gentlemen on the boat threw the couple overboard.
Jeez.
And tied an anchor, like, around.
Wow. That is insane.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
So that's what
I identify the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers with now.
Well, have you guys seen the new, I know I showed you this, but the new, the trailer, the fan-made trailer by a director of the Power Rangers. It has Katie Sackhoff and James Vanderbeek in it.
Oh, okay.
It's a gritty kind of reboot to it.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because all the Power Rangers are like, oh, this is really cool, except Tommy here, Jason, did not like it. He's like, I just think it's for kids. Why are you making it dirty? Because there's blood and sex and drugs and So if you get a sec, Google, or I can post it too. It's the Power Rangers Gritty Reboot with Katie Sackhoff, but watch the Not Safe for Work version, the dirty one, which is the best. It was just some director who really wanted to do it. He's actually kind of famous, or he's produced stuff, and he's like, I am not taking any money for this. This is not a pitch. This is not a pilot. This is nothing. This is just me wanting to create this. We all did this as a labor of love. Mm-hmm. So do not sue me. And they tried suing him. It's like, hey, I'm just making this. I'm not making any money. You can't really sue me. So I don't really know what's happening.
If you watch it, you should definitely just watch over and over. Is it the Black Ranger, the martial artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is nice.
And he's shirtless, yeah.
In the body area.
It is a mind F, but it is really well done, and I wish there was a series, but no, he is very nice. Number 36, Nick from My Girl 2. Did you guys ever see any of the My Girl movies growing up?
Yeah.
Those were my favorite.
Coley Hogan dies by
bees? Yes. Yeah. I remember being like devastated as a child. I'm too young. I'm not prepared for this.
Especially the funeral scene. She's like, wake up. Where are his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. I'm like,
Oh, and I want to make a correction about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The guy that did the murders down Newport, he appeared in one. But there was also another guy that just murdered his girlfriend recently.
Weird.
So there we go.
Huh. Why are people... Stop killing people.
I know. It's not nice.
Not nice. 37, Chris from Stand By Me, played by River Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Who, again, I think, didn't he pass away? It's River,
yeah,
right?
River Phoenix.
So we've got both Phoenix brothers in here.
River, he was good looking.
I think he's better than
definitely.
Than his brother. Yeah. No offense. Number 38, Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
No.
I know. I might have had a thing when he was younger with Aaron Carter, but he kind of has... Like, he's grown up kind of weird looking. Like, I don't know. I feel like he might be doing drugs. Maybe that's why. Maybe his eyes are kind of sunken in, kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah, he's Aaron Carter, the younger one.
Yeah, the one that did like I like it.
Oh, he was big into speed and all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So that's probably for the appearance.
And then 39, like I said, Edward Scissorhands from Edward Scissorhands, mm-hmm. Johnny Depp. But what I'm trying to think, there's a lot on this list that I really. Hit with me, but I also was saying this last night. I really loved Simba, but his voice.
Oh yeah,
which was actually played
Jonathan
by
Taylor Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, when he was younger, but then older was Matthew Broderick, and had a crush on Matthew Broderick's voice. Maybe I was just destined to be in radio because I love voices.
There you go.
I don't know.
That explains it all.
Do you guys have any other crushes that weren't on the list?
I'm trying to think. Johnny Depp was the big one for me. I mean, I had posters in my room. I had it all.
Yeah, that was more middle school, high school. Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom.
That's it. Like, that was like my main guy. I mean, I remember Leo was big when I was in sixth grade, like when we were talking about Titanic.
Like Jack,
yeah. But yeah, Johnny Depp for me all the way.
Do you guys ever watch the show Degrassi?
Yes.
The old one, but the newer version, I guess, from when we were in middle school.
The Drake?
Yeah, where Drake. So Drake, before he became Drake, his real name's like Aubrey or Audrey, Graham or something like that. And he played a character named Jimmy on Degrassi. And it's just, this school, everything bad happens to everybody in this school. There's gonorrhea and there's, and there's you know, murder, there's rape, there's drugs, there's, anorexia. And, like, it all happens to the same group of kids.
Wow.
There's a school shooting. There's that same guy who did the school shooting. He used to beat up his girlfriend. And so it's just, like, all the crazy stuff, which I like that they showed all of it.
Yeah.
You know, that it's real. Not just like, hey, you know, we're happy, we're cool, you know, we're oh my God, drama. But then everything gets resolved that day.
Well, that's a lot happening.
And they stay friends.
Yeah, they stay friends. It's like, no, you got one guy who ended up dating one girl, broke up with her, cheated on another girl, ended up getting addicted to coke, you know. So, but no, yeah, I had a crush, a big, big crush on JT from that show.
The skinny one?
The skinny one, yeah. The goofy one. Everyone's like, God dang, just shut up. But I love the funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked the funny guy. But that show, I kind of want to get all the DVDs now.
You're like thinking about it.
Freaking Drake. But that's... All right, from going to childhood, let's talk about kids today. And I found this list and it made my brain hurt. It's how the kids are talking these days explained. So I wish Sarah was here.
Oh, yes.
Because I feel like a lot of these things she already says, and she's already kind of given us a lowdown on some of them.
Yeah, Sarah would definitely be able to explain a lot of things.
But it's... I don't like some of these words. Have you guys heard of the word bae?
Yes. Yeah.
B-A-E.
What? I still don't know what it really means.
No, it's supposed to be, like, some people think it's slang for baby or boo or significant other. So it's just kind of like saying, hey, you're my boo, my baby.
It's an endearing kind of thing.
From what I understand, it signifies before anyone else. Mm-hmm. So that's what it it's supposed to mean. Okay. Like, this list just says it's a short for baby or slang for baby, but it's before anyone else, from what I've read on the internets. So it's like, hey, you're my bae. By the way, if a guy were to call me that, I'm immediately breaking up with you. Like, I don't like boo either. That was a big thing, like, middle school, high school. Hey, boo, you my boo? No. Don't, no, I don't know.
My ex-boyfriend used to do that all the time. He called me boo. And...
Nope. Does Thor call you bae or boo or any of that?
Well, to piss me off.
Oh, okay. That's a whole different story. All right, basic is another word. I feel it's gaining popularity, and it kind of makes sense. It is best used to describe any person, place, or activity involving vapid, unsophisticated, or obvious behavior, dress, or action. It's like, oh my God, you're so basic.
Okay.
Mm, like, again, that kind of bugs me. I feel like if you're going to call someone basic, I'd rather say something along the lines of, you commoner, or something more.
You commoner.
You filthy casual.
Commoner.
I don't know, geekier terms. Like, you noob. You're so noob. Fleek is one that Sarah uses all the time.
I hate that word.
What is that?
It basically,
is
like
it
when
on
someone says on fleek,
yeah,
it means on point. Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of people use it to describe like perfection.
So, like, where did they get that word from? Because when I think about fleek, I think about when you spit.
Oh, the gleek.
Gleek. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
I just think about the YouTube video with the eyebrow lady.
Wait, which
eyebrows
one?
On fleek or whatever.
I think that's probably where it came from, because all the definitions I've seen have say your eyebrows are on fleek.
Okay, maybe that's where it came from.
You lady, whoever you are, you should burn in hell. Bringing that freaking evil upon us. The next word is gel with J, J-E-L. What? It is shorthand for jealous. Oh my God, I'm so gel. Stop.
Is it really hard to put on that last syllable?
I say like, jelly sometimes.
I think that's funny, though. I think that's kind of like it's you jelly. I think it's almost like an internet troll kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of used in that sense. But I think this one's like, oh, my God, OMG. Like, I am so gel right now of your nails. Stop it. I'd never heard this one until this list. Lort.
Lort?
There's L-O-R-D-T or L-O-R-T. And it's an expression putting emphasis on Lord, used in exasperation, annoyance, frustration, or exclamation. So like saying, oh, Lordy, Lordy, you know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank Lord for no classes on Friday. Okay. Why can't you just say Lord? It's the same amount of syllables.
I don't know.
And the next one, it's a word that actually exists already, slay.
Slay, yeah.
But it's used to express encouragement in a situation in which a person is, quote, killing it. Doing a really good job or looking really, really great. Often simply stated as slay. The example here is a picture of Beyonce and this chick says, slay Beyonce, slay.
Wow.
Slay, I've been using that word for a long time though.
Like how do you use it though?
Like the same thing?
Same thing. It's like you're slaying it or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like jokingly, like I didn't know it was kind of newer.
Like, I guess they're probably using it more in the contest. Like, I feel like anytime I've heard people say, oh, yeah, man, slay, like, it's more of like a metal or
more of a
rocker kind of vibe to it. Maybe because of Slayer or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kids today.
Oh.
The next one, thirsty. And this definition isn't quite the one I've heard. Mm-hmm. It's used to describe someone who is overly eager, trying too hard, or desperate. Mm-hmm. I've heard it as another word is just really horny. So you're thirsty. Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. You're thirsty for the D.
In that context, but I don't see like it really making sense for anything else.
It's like this gal tweeted out, if you're thirsty, you can't sit with us. So if you're overly eager or you're trying too hard or you're desperate, you can't sit with us. It's like be hungry, never thirsty. People tweets. Like,
okay.
though and doe are the next one. It's T-H-O or D-O-E, an alternative term for the word though, often used at the end of a sentence as grammatically superfluous. I don't know words.
Superfluous?
Probably. but common colloquial. Somebody say it for
colloquial.
Me.
Colloquial.
Thank you. Add on. It's Saturday morning. Please.
Okay.
Please. Excuse me. So it's like read in that outfit though or... That loft dough.
Yeah, you have to put dat in front of it.
Yeah. I'll say it dat like now. Dough or, you know, whatever. I'll say it as a joke. Like, I've heard the dough or...
Wait, you have to put dat in front of it?
Yeah, instead of that.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's like dat loft dough or, you know, I'll say it as a joke, but I'm not going to talk like that for realsies.
Oh, I have a cousin that talks like that for realsies. For realsies. I wanted to punch him, like, because he said it so often.
For reals, I got the realsies thing from Scrubs. That's where I got it from.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I got to go twosies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The easy, like, the, yeah, like, I just think it's funny. Turned up or turnt?
Yeah.
We all kind of, we know this. Mm-hmm. Turned down for what? Slang for excited, crazy, or very intoxicated. So when you hear that song, I had to Google it. When they say turn down for what, people don't know what that means. That they think, I think some of the older people think, oh, turning down means to get drunk. Turned up means to get drunk. Turned down means to sober up. So the song, when he's saying, what the rapper is actually saying, when he says to turn down for what, he's saying, why should I sober up? That is basically what he's saying. He's like, turn down for what? Sober up for what?
Please continue partying. Right. Enjoy yourselves.
That is what that song means. You learned something today. Oh. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like that song.
I do, too.
Melissa, are you the only hater? No.
Oh, no. Yeah, I like that song, but the music video, I'm just like... really weirded out.
Isn't that the one where everyone's twerking and then they kind of clash through down the second floor and they go into the next apartment and they're all just kind of twerking
and
going
at it. Yeah, and they keep like dropping like levels. Okay.
But everyone is twerking it, the guys, the girls. It's kind of awesome. It's so effed up. That's why it's awesome, because like their faces, they're just like look like they're into it.
I'll have to watch that.
And that is it on this list. BJ says on fleek all the time. And
really?
Steve and I just kind of...
like literally and can't even aren't on that list.
Mm-mm. I feel like those have been around for a couple years.
I have a coworker who says literally, literally every other word, literally,
or figuratively,
and she can't even anything. And she says it so much now that when she says it, I'll go up to her and I'm just like, so not figuratively. And then she gets mad at me and walks away, but...
I'm going to play something that you're going to hate. From... I found this, or I didn't find this video. The roommate played it, and it has one of my favorite lines ever. So okay. I'm going to play the YouTube video real quick.
OMG, Stacey.
What, Betty?
Ben totally just texted me right now, and I...
Yeah?
I can't even.
Can't even what?
Even. Like, I just can't even.
Oh, like you literally can't even?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what should I say? I'm, like, so excited to talk to him.
Girl, don't say anything.
What?
Anything.
Nothing?
Do not say anything.
Like literally nothing.
Yeah.
Why?
Because then it'll make you sound interested.
I am interested.
No, you're not.
Oh.
Girl, you want to lead him on as much as possible.
But what if he doesn't text me again?
Oh, he will.
You sure?
Yeah.
OMG, he totally texted me back.
No way.
Yes.
What?
I literally can't even.
Me too, girl.
No, like, literally?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even understand how much I can't even.
That's insane.
If there's a scale from one to even, I can't.
That's a lot.
I'm literally literallying so much right now.
Okay.
And I'm dead.
Wow.
I'm literally can't evening.
It didn't even happen to me and I'm not evening.
OMG, I can't even oh my goodness, I am dead.
What?
He sent me a winky face and I can't. A winky
face.
Oh, I'm dying. I'm literally can't dying.
Girl, that's amazing.
Oh, I can't. Even.
I'll post that on the old Facebook pages. But the guy, it's the same guy doing both voices, but he does like a weird effect, like the Mac computers do. Like you can do the swirl in the face. So he makes himself have these weird heads as he's talking. One, he kind of looks like a camel. It's one of my favorite sayings now. From a scale to one to even, I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
Literally?
Literally. Like, oh my God, I'm literally right now. Melissa's just breaking your head right now. Oh God. So yeah, I'm just seeing what time we got. Do you guys have anything else going on? I know I have another story here, but I've just realized I haven't actually talked to you guys. What's been going on in your lives?
My life, work, pretty much. But a couple weeks, we got something exciting coming up that we're looking forward to.
So, Kiana, we're announcing this, I guess.
Yes.
Kiana and I spontaneously decided to go to LA
mm-hmm.
In a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Week and a half.
Yep.
I can math.
You can math.
No, because we had originally planned a road trip. I've been wanting to take a road trip for a while now. Just kind of get out of Seattle, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, refresh yourself a little bit, kind of meet new people. And we were planning for, you know, May, end of May. But it worked out that Kiana's already going to be in LA because she's going to go check out a show. You're going to check out Marc Maron?
Marc Maron. Yep.
What else are you going to be doing there?
Go see Marc Maron, definitely. Mm-hmm. Number one. And then just go see friends. I'm from down there. So going back home. Just see some friends.
But any like restaurants or any places
there's
you want to check out?
There's a lot of different places. So there's probably too many.
But any specifically that you have your eye on?
Yeah, La Fagata. When I go back home in Corona Del Mar. It's kind of like a Mexican joint, but they have a pasta fiesta salad, which is awesome, and with grilled fish on it. So definitely want to go there. Gina's Pizza, some of the best pizza around.
Huh.
God, there's so many places food-wise down there. Talk about food all day. But yeah, just a lot of other places. I mean, there's so many things to do. So I don't know where to start.
Yeah, you'll be there a couple days, and then I'll fly in and come join you. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to road trip all the way back.
Yeah.
Go to Astoria. Mm-hmm. I have a buddy who works at a bar there.
Yeah.
And I know So I've met them once, but they're friends of my friends. They own an ice cream shop and in Astoria, but they make all their own ice cream.
Ooh.
So we got to check that out.
Yeah, we're checking that out.
And if I can, Melissa, I will try to get like a little freezer bag and bring some to you.
But you know Steve would just eat all of it.
No, I'll make sure he does not. Our roommate Steve will eat a pint of ice cream for dinner.
Yeah, I could picture that.
Maybe sometimes more. Yeah. Or have dinner and that can be his whole dessert.
Yeah.
I wish I was kidding.
You're like, nope. Just sits there.
And then Melissa introduced us to this new ice cream. What's the brand?
It's Talenti Gelato. And it is amazing. But it's like $5
for a little
pint.
But it's so good.
Yeah. It kind of helps help Steve not eat quite as much.
Because it's expensive
because
and it's so little.
Expensive. Yeah, but I don't know. It seems like he has a new container like all the time. There's a bunch in our cabinet.
So I'm Mexican. I save all the containers because these are pretty nice containers.
Okay.
And if you ever have to send anybody off with food or if you need to take
reasonable.
Some for work or something, because I always forget my containers.
Yeah.
You can throw it away or recycle it, excuse me, for all those correct people. But there's like three containers of it right now in the house, like empty containers.
Yeah. Every time I open that cabinet, they fall on me.
I moved them around yesterday. We should be good. It's like, damn it, Steven, you're addicted.
It doesn't even have actual ice cream in it. What is the point?
Yeah. It's just taunting me of what was. But I will bring you your own specific ice cream. How about that if I can?
That would be amazing.
I will try.
Yeah, but hopefully it won't melt on the way back up.
We'll
bring a freezer.
Yeah, we'll bring a little cooler thing. But I know that there's the Goonies house is there, and this year is like I think the 30th anniversary, maybe.
Wow.
30th anniversary of the Goonies, and they're doing something in a couple months to celebrate. But I don't think I'll be around for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'd be really cool to check out. I've never seen the Goonies.
Check out that. Mm-hmm. I think we're gonna swing by San Francisco if we have time.
Yeah.
Going up. Yeah.
What's in? I've never been to San Francisco. So what are some fun touristy things for somebody who's been there already? What do you recommend?
I like to go up to Haight just because it's a trip. Haight-Ashbury.
What is that?
So Haight-Ashbury is basically the epitome of the counterculture revolution of 1960s San Francisco.
Okay.
That's where all the hippies were. So that's where it all started. And now it's not like that anymore. But Amoeba's up there, Amoeba Records. There's also one over in Berkeley and one in L.A. So
I heard there's one that's like two stories.
Yeah.
Is that the one in L.A.?
Yeah, the one in L.A. is like that. We can swing by there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right there. It's right there.
Music.
Down. Yep, the one in L.A. And then the one on Haight, it's still decent size.
Okay.
So Haight's is kind of, it's a trip. It's just, San Francisco's neat to people watch. It's a very interesting city. There's a lot to do there. The Wharf's real touristy, but I can go see the sea lions.
Yeah, it's really bad because I'm from there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was, but I have no idea, like, what anything is or anything touristy because every time that I've gone down there, it's been to visit my mom. And it's always, you know, going to the Chinatown and just anything that has to do with eating. And I don't know any
tourist
attractions, but we're going there in a couple of weeks and
nice.
We're supposed to kind of be tourists because Colin's coming with us and I have no idea where to go.
Well, we'll look around and we'll write you a list because
there's plenty of the tourist. I've never done any of the touristy things either. We've always just visited and kind of just found our own way, but there's plenty of tours and stuff you can do. They have the little motorized things that you can take.
Wait,
you ride around the streets.
Are they like mopeds or are they the Segways?
They're like you sit on them. You sit in them. They're like little car things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't want to ride one.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you about them because they look like.
You ride those on the road?
Yeah, like on the hills. I know, that's why I don't want to ride them.
It kind of sounds like getting a go-kart.
Yeah, on those hills, too. San Francisco's gnarly when it comes to hills.
I do want to check out that one really big...
Oh, we'll go down Lombard.
The big hill thingy. Yeah.
The crookedest street in the world.
Yeah.
We can take the trolley.
I watched Big Bang Theory. It's like, oh, what are you like San Francisco? It's like, yeah, I usually just get drunk and ride the trolleys. I kind of want to do that. Just be on a trolley. Woo!
Yeah, they go super late. Like, we used to just, go and just ride them. Like, they'll let you run, the whole line, just whatever.
That's awesome. A lot of hobos on those, or no?
Not on the trolley, if you go down to certain areas.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of... There's a big problem in San Francisco.
Hobos!
But, yeah, but, you know, it's a city.
Yeah.
You'll see them.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
I was in my early teens, but we went to Popeye's in, the shopping district,
uh-huh.
And there was this homeless... There were pigeons inside Popeye's and trash all over the floor, and this homeless guy came up to me and my mom and was trying to sell us this, bracelet that he found off the street. It was a nasty little chain neck bracelet. I don't know. I was just like, sorry,
hey,
to be chicken. Go away.
I just want my chicken.
It's just like any city. I know there is... I don't know what... district. I think it's a Tenderloin that's a little bit more shady.
Okay.
And I think that's where, but, you know. But other than that, it's just your typical.
I think I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the Tenderloin district that's a little bit more.
So I used to read a lot of webcomics, mm-hmm. and there's one at the time called Fart Party. And the gal who writes them, I follow her on Instagram and on all this stuff. I would read this when I was 14, and she would just kind of write about the funny things she'd get into her life. And she lived in San Francisco in the Tenderloin. She'd always talk about how ghetto it was.
Yeah.
But it was funny. It was like her little autobiography in comic form. Mm-hmm. Just her dealing with her boyfriend, dealing with people. Her mom's like, "You're not getting any younger." And she walks up and gets away. "What? Where are you going?" "I'm going to drink myself sterile." So I really like it. But she has other works. She went and got clean for a while. She used to drink a lot. And, you know, she's living, I think, in New York. So kind of plug, I guess. Check out her stuff. Her name is Julia Wertz.
Okay.
I think it's Wertz.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a lot of really cool comics out there. She's a really awesome artist and writer. So check it out.
Cool.
Sorry. I was really into webcomics I used to read 15 of them a day.
Really?
Because they would update almost every day. Yeah. A lot of these, or they'd update every 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sit there every morning. Okay. Read all my comics. Okay. Cool.
Cool.
But it's been years, so I need to catch up.
Definitely need to do that.
It's literally hundreds and hundreds of comic strips that I'm missing per comic. So... Yeah, if you don't see me for a while, that's what I'm doing. I'm reading comics.
We lost Vicky. Just gonna hole up in a room for a month and read comics.
All right. But anything, so you're going to be going to San Francisco, aren't you going to...
We're going to Portland.
Portland as well.
As well. Mm-hmm.
From the 2nd to the 5th, I want to say. But
okay.
The 3rd and the 4th, Portland is having their annual spring beer and wine festival.
Ooh.
So we're going to go do some of that drinking.
Are you going to get buzzed?
Oh, you know that if I have, just a little
one
bit.
Drink on this one, and she's just out of here. It's awesome. It's so cute.
Cheap date.
I'm gonna embarrass you a little bit. I remember Sarah's birthday party. Uh-huh. We all went, but I was driving, and I was a little sick, so I don't want to drink. I think you had three drinks, maybe?
I had, two drinks and a shot of Fireball or something.
Okay.
Like that.
So, I mean, it was a good amount. Mm-hmm. So she's just... We get her in the back of my car. We all, you know, and she's talking. She's normally kind of quiet, but she's just talking and talking and talking. It's super cute. She sits down in the back of my car and she's like, "Hey guys, I don't think I should drive. I'm a little drunk. I shouldn't drive." I'm like, "You know, I drove here and I'm driving us home now, right?" "Oh yeah."
Is this from the backseat of the car?
From the backseat of my car. It is still one of my favorite stories.
Oh, that's awesome.
My favorite moment.
You guys know.
You were very aware.
That's
you're like, good. I shouldn't drive.
Very responsible of you.
You're not going to, Melissa. It's okay. I got this.
Thanks.
quick reminder also, we had on our last podcast, we had Mary St. Sin come in.
Mm-hmm.
And we chatted with her. And at the time of this recording, it is now Saturday morning. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this today, I guess, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Highways 99 Blues Club on Alaskan Way. She's having a big ol' fried chicken feed and birthday bash.
Ooh.
So if you guys can, it's $7 at the door. They're going to have a Jack Rainwater, the Jamie Nova Band, and Rainstone, Jamie, from Witchburn. Mm-hmm. She's going to be in. They're going to do an acoustic set. And then $15. includes dinner, or so it's $7 at the door, and then $15 for dinner. So it's fried chicken, you get a leg and a thigh, collard greens, black-eyed peas, mac and cheese, and cornbread. Or you can even do the super awesome vegan casserole, mac and cheese, and cornbread. And so dinner starts at 6, music starts at 7. So it's, I know Taryn and I are going to be there. So if you guys really want to go, go check it out. I'll post more information also on the Facebook page. A lot of stuff on the Facebook page today.
That sounds good. I might be able to make that one, actually.
If you've never had her chicken, seriously.
I have not. But I've heard, because she's brought it into the station a few times, hasn't she? Yeah, so I've heard a lot of things about it.
So perfectly seasoned, nice and crispy skin. Ooh. So yummy. She's just an artist with it, and this is a good cause. Like, she's trying to, you know, get a lot of the stuff situated from the last restaurant she opened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way I see it, it's like, this is just, because she's like, I had to swallow my pride and, you know, just do this Kickstarter or GoFundMe page to get help from my family, my peers, and her, what she calls her tribe.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I just felt so bad, but I had to swallow that pride. I'm like, no, you're in the way I see it. You're investing into your next restaurant, right? Fixing and getting, you know, all this other stuff paid off and taken care of. You're investing to get
definitely
a better situation, and we want you to share your food, and we want you to succeed, and then, you know, we have all this awesome food and place to hang out. So we wish nothing but the best. And she also has a GoFundMe page if you can't make it but you still would like to help her out, even a couple bucks. That'll all be on the Facebook page. So yay, chicken dinner tomorrow.
Sounds good. Yes, definitely come out and join us. We'll be there.
Good music, good food. It's acoustic set, so it has a little bit of everything for everyone, depending on your musical taste. So you're going to enjoy it either way.
And it's fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk?
She's like, yep.
No. That's all you really need.
The mac and cheese.
Do I say more?
I just want, like, I'm just craving that mac and cheese and the fried chicken. That's all I really want. Can I just get all mac and cheddar and cheese and chicken? That's all. Ugh. I'm not saying that the other stuff isn't good, but I just love mac and cheese. I have one more. Oh, so go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going off mac and cheese. Have you been to Bitterroot in Ballard?
Mm-mm.
They have amazing mac and cheese. It's like, I want to say between $10 and $12, but you could, whenever I order it, I get pulled pork and pulled pork, and it has like the cheesy flakes on top of it, and you can get it with like onions or whatever too. And then they also have like these oils that they make themselves that you can put on top of. And it's just a lot, and it's really good, and it's pretty cheap for how much you get. But yeah, if you like mac and cheese, I recommend going to Bitterroot.
I kind of want to talk about food now. Screw anything else, like any, because I have another story, but I think we can talk about that another time. But I just, I've just Googled the best macaroni and cheese places in Seattle. There's 8 on this list from the Thrillist.
Okay.
Stop it, ads. I don't want to, no, stop. Skillet Mac and, from Mac and Cheese in Ballard. It's a food truck diner.
I know no, the Skillet's like, it's actually really big.
It's really big?
Yeah, in Ballard.
Huh. And have you tried the
I've had the, it's all right.
It's okay.
A lot of people like it, but I personally am not a fan.
There is a Skillet, I don't know if it's the same people or something, on a Capitol Hill here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some awesome breakfast. And what they do, some of their food has toast, but in some of their dishes, they have like baguettes, toasted baguettes. Ooh. For your toast, and you just put jelly on it. It's I never thought that would be good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Pinky's Kitchen in Wallingford, another for their mac and cheese bowls. Have you been there? Okay, I just made a face. Sorry.
No, I was just thinking how cute it is. You're looking up the best mac and cheese right now.
Well, it says the Pinky's menu describes their mac and cheese as a fusilli pasta in a rich, creamy bechamel made with smoked provolone, sharp cheddar, and topped with crispy panko crust. But the next one is Bitterroot Barbecue. Build your own mac and cheese in Ballard. It's a main steak. You pick 2 ingredients from Bitterroot's extensive list of add-ons, including their badass barbecue pulled pork, sliced hot links, bacon lardons, and get a whole shebang for $10.
Wow.
Oh, why am I looking this up? This is so good. Liam's... it's Beecher's World's Best Mac and Cheese in the University District. Have you guys ever been?
Mm-mm.
The happy hour only option all day Tuesday at Beecher's Boss U Village Bistro boasts kale, Mama Lil's peppers, and cheese from guess which Pike Place curd slinger. So it's they get the cheese from Pike Place.
Oh, I love that.
But they have peppers and kale in it. That's interesting. Probably not my first choice. Like, if I was going to pick any of these, it probably wouldn't have been my first choice because you're putting healthy stuff in there.
It defeats the purpose of mac and cheese.
Have you had the cheese curds at Pike Place?
Yeah.
I've always seen them make them.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. You never had the cheese curds?
Uh-uh. Road trip.
You always just run in there and like grab as much as you can without looking weird, and then run out here because they have open.
Yeah, they have like a sample.
Yeah, and you just pick up as much as you can and then just get out of there because they're really expensive. Yeah,
you just get like a glove made with toothpicks and just kind of like go in there, kind of Wolverine style, and just scoop totally, them all up.
Just right out there, a handful
it's
of
like,
cheese.
Hey, this is my sample. It's not anything weird.
Just a handful.
Yeah, but the cheese is amazing, and I'm sure that any mac and cheese that has that cheese in it is going to be great.
I feel like we need to make some at home now. Let's go buy some cheese. We have West 5 Astral Mac and Cheese, the comfort foodery signature dish is commonly of open baked pasta and five marvelous cheeses. Then we got Jamel's Big Easy Crawfish Mac and Cheese.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's in downtown. Prepped by a New Orleans native with serious international cooking chops, he's won awards for his beignets. I've recently discovered what those are. Those are the little donuts.
Yeah.
The Louisiana donuts.
Mm-hmm.
The crawfishy mac isn't always on the bright yellow truck's menu, but those award-winning beignets are, so you might as well just hit their daily spot anyways. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I'm down for some beignets. The 5 Point Cafe.
Yes.
Which I took you there for your
birthday. Oh, my God. I remember that.
All right, I got to tell you about the saddest birthday attempt ever.
Oh, it was really sad.
I felt so bad.
It's okay.
So Kiana is one of those people, it's like one of those hardest working people in radio, I will say every day. She just kicks all our asses, just constantly working. And she's always doing stuff for everybody else. So I'm like, I want to do something for Kiana. I want to make her feel special for a day. I'm going to buy her princess tiara and a sash and celebrate her birthday. I'm going to get all our friends and like surprise her because I told her, hey, I really need help with work. Can you please come with me to film something? She's like, yeah, I guess I can. I'll help you out, you know, because that's Kiana. She'll work, even if she's already worked 24 hours, she'll keep working to help you. So I'm like, I kind of like, hey, I'm looking for something. She's like, oh, I like the 5 Point Cafe. You should try it out. Kind of figuring out what her favorite place is. And I invited a bunch of people from the station, a bunch of our friends. Most of them were either sick. One of them tried to make it, but had to leave, like had to get on an airplane, so he couldn't stay.
Sad.
But everybody else is like, one guy, I'm totally spacing on his name, Michael. Mm-hmm. He's like, I have stuff coming out of me from both ends, so I'm a little sick. I can't make it. Everybody else is just sick out of their minds. So Kiana gets in my car. Nobody can make it.
I have no idea where we're going, by the way. I still think we're going to film something.
Yeah, so I have good news and bad news. The good news is we don't have to work. The bad news is I planned a birthday party for you and nobody could make it. So it's just you and me. And so, I mean, we went to the 5 Point Cafe and we had breakfast at night. Yeah. And we had, I think, maybe a drink or something.
Yeah, we had a couple drinks and I had my tiara on and my sash.
I took a picture. I think I still have the picture on Instagram somewhere hiding. But just, I'm like, you don't have to keep wearing this, but I need a picture of you to make everyone else feel bad that they're not here. I don't care if you got the runs. Why didn't you make it?
Yeah,
but the food's really good there.
But you made it. It was very nice. It was very nice. I was like, oh.
One of these days we'll get it right, Kiana. But this one, this has really weird mac. Oh, it's macaroni and cheese balls. They have it's a 24-hour divey kind of bar restaurant.
Oh, it's a greasy
really
spoon
cool.
dive.
I love it.
Yeah.
But you get them with a side of marinara every happy hour except in the morning, and it's just $3.
Where is this?
The 5 Point Cafe. Yeah. It's kind of between here and where the Key Arena is, so it's not too far from here.
Okay. It's walking distance from here.
Yeah, if you don't mind walking. Golden Beetle mac and cheese Mondays. I don't know what's in there.
That's
mac and cheese
Ballard,
Mondays.
Right?
Yeah, Ballard.
Yes. I've walked past that a lot.
It says one night a week, Maria Hines Ballard Eateries, letting you choose your own dining adventure by picking a pasta, a sauce. They have truffle cream, shrimp, parsley, pesto, etc. A cheese like Gruyere, smoked Gouda, etc. A meat option like spicy lamb sausage or even vegetables. And then, though choosing one of these would be worse than confronting the Viking ghost on page 87. That's just what this article is saying.
Okay.
I'm just like, why are you being weird, article? But you can essentially just, it's another build your own, but they only do it once a week. But I feel like these are a little fancier with the truffle cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like a fancy place from outside.
I feel like I've walked by it. I didn't go in.
I haven't gone in. Not fancy enough.
Another good place, I've had macaroni and cheese, and it's kind of like you can add stuff to it. It's the Wild Mountain Cafe, and it's in a Greenwood Crown Hill area.
Okay.
And they have great breakfast. And on the weekends, they're really famous for their cinnamon rolls. They're big and they're homemade, but they only have them on Saturdays and Sundays. But they have really good food. It's one of those, it used to be a house. So they've kind of built a restaurant within this house. They have a bar and everything. And everything, it's very eclectic. All the furniture doesn't match. The silverware and the, what is it, the plates and stuff, they don't match, or the coffee cups. They're all, they all look like they just went to Goodwill and grabbed a bunch.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of place, though, because you know that they're going to have good food.
And they have, instead of hash browns, they have like these little potato patty things.
Ooh.
So good. I've been there many times after a hangover, and it's just been fantastic. But they do have some macaroni and cheese. They come in a big bowl, and I've had friends just put bacon in it and olives and random stuff, and it's just super yummy. It's, the macaroni and cheese itself isn't like the best ever, because I feel like the sauce could be a little bit more, I don't know, rich, I guess. I like them. I like my macaroni and cheese a little richer.
A little thicker.
A little thicker. Saltier, tasty. But I love all the add-ons. It really adds to it. Anybody else want to just go get food? You want to just call it a day? No, if you guys have any suggestions for macaroni and cheese or places we should check out, or I mean, we're gonna be gone for a couple days. So if you guys have been to San Francisco, L.A., Portland, or have any suggestions on what we can be doing, please let us know on our Facebook page. We have a Twitter, so check us out. You can send us an email, thebroadcast909@gmail.com. Give us a call, leave us a voicemail, or you can text. If you just want to text us, you can do that too. 253-271-9343. And it's been another lovely episode. Thank you guys for joining us. Yes. And I still don't have any outro music.
It's okay.
Da-da-da.
The end.